Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Speaking of which, not us, but the song. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. You know, Jack, but the way he phrases this question, this is not what I'm saying.
No, I know.
Yeah, all right.
I didn't know how to word what you were saying into a Twitter question.
Yes, because when you say good,
everyone's like, oh, of course they're good.
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
But you know what I mean when I say good. Well, okay, here's the question. Do you believe the Phillies are a true World Series contender?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Do you believe the Phillies are a true World Series contender?
What do you think the answer?
Basically what we're asking.
The answer is no. I wouldn't say overwhelmingly no, though. Let's go 57% says no.
Okay, so and here's why I think I am where I am.
Okay.
They say no 77%.
77%.
That's a little much.
It's a little much. And when you say World Series contender, it's tough, right? Because there are teams that look very, very good right now. The Phillies don't look very, very good. They look pretty good, I guess, is how they look. Mm-hmm. But like most of what I hear about the Phillies this year, I didn't hear anybody talking about Trey having four hits last night. And I'm just talking about online, whatever, you know, but even listening to the radio today, I don't hear very much of it.
A lot of he's a bum and stuff.
A lot of that, right? I don't hear anybody about Rojas hitting 300. I don't hear anybody talking about Wheeler. Let me say this. Alvarado's inning last night was awesome.
Oh, it was electric.
It was an awesome inning last night.
Because it ended awesome.
Well, it ended awesome, yeah.
but he
didn't even like...
I was sitting there like, yeah, here we go.
He only gave up one bad hit.
Yeah, the second one was a bleeder.
Yeah, so...
You like that term, Mike?
Yep.
Wipe the blood off, is what we said.
He bared down. He got the outs. Whatever.
Yeah, he did.
It just did. People have really... And it goes back to that clip we played yesterday from Evan and Tiki.
Yeah.
People have just turned.
Yeah.
People are looking for the bad. It reminds me of the Sixers.
Is there anything that can happen in the regular season to turn people back? That's my thing. Like,
you need a real winning streak. Yeah, a real winning streak.
But even if they win 9 of 10, I still feel like they're gonna be like, well, who cares? Wake me up and
that's true.
Because it's very hard to play perfect baseball. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be bad things that happen in every single game. It's kind of just the nature of the sport. There's going to be strikeouts. There's going to be runners left in second base. It just feels like there's such a microscope on that stuff right now with this team.
Yes, and that's why I keep talking about last night, is that I swear if this game had happened in May of last year, we would have said, Phil's fouled away again. They found a way again. You know, they wanted to blow it, but they found a way in the bottom of the ninth inning. And I really don't believe they would have won that game 2 weeks ago. Like, I really don't.
They were lucky to win it last night.
Yeah,
if they were playing a better team, they lose that game.
Yeah, but they still won it.
Only because the other team is worse.
Yeah, but they had to make the ninth inning happen. It wasn't all wild pitches, you know.
But normally you give up a 3-run shot at the top of the ninth. That's ball game.
Yeah, people just don't believe at all in the Phillies this year. I don't feel it at all.
I got to be honest with you, and I don't either. And I think we're well within our right to feel the way that we feel until they give us another reason to feel a different way. I mean, it's great that Schwarber hit a home run last night, but it had been a couple weeks since he had gone on the tear that he started the season off with. He had cooled down. And Bryce, other than the homestand that he had where he hit like 3 or 4 home runs in that one homestand that he had, you know, Bryce hasn't put together weeks of Bryce Harper-type baseball. And so part of me is like, man, I'm wondering, are we starting to see a decline in Bryce Harper to a degree? Right, and, you know, we want the dramatic hits, the dramatic home runs. We're not really getting any of that right now from our star players. And the problem is, you're getting these games like a Rojas game, a Kepler game. You know, these players leading us aren't going to instill faith in the fan base.
I agree.
Yeah,
the devil's advocate would say when your best players are struggling and the role player steps up. And helps keep you afloat.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good thing, too.
No, I agree.
I'm glad we had a Kepler game the other day. I'm glad we had a Rojas game. All right. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And my man, Jack.
Tasty Cake.
This still is a good team, Ike. It's a good. I hear every word you say. I listen every day to what you say.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have this. I mean, the bullpen. First of all, Spike. Now, there was nothing awesome about that eighth inning. I mean, you blink your eyes and the bases are loaded.
Oh, well, I mean, but the end of the inning was
awesome. About that.
The end of the inning was awesome.
Yeah, I could unclench my butt cheeks by the time the inning was over. Unwound your butt cheeks.
Stuff, but, man, that bullpen, Spike, as soon as you go to that bullpen, you're getting right on the roller coaster.
Yep.
And here we go. And it's every night. But I still have great faith in this starting rotation. I think, you know, I believe they're still a World Series contender.
I hope you're right, Tasty Kate.
Yep.
I
now,
do.
Ike. Yes. Now, Ike.
Yes.
Guy wants it. This Evan dude, okay? What did he say? That you and Spike go through the motions? Is that what he said?
Well, so.
Well, not really saying,
no, when
hey,
we had Evan on yesterday, and Evan said we don't care.
Oh, yeah.
So, Evan, Tasty Kate.
Instead of worrying about the Phillies. He needs to do an emergency tracheotomy on Jalen Brunson because they pulled the lamb chop out of his throat last night the way those Knicks choked like dogs.
They did choke. But here's
the
thing.
Let's go Pistons.
They did
but Tasty
the worst
Cake.
Thing possible, Daddy. They gave Tobias Harris some sunlight.
But so,
and now they
you can't give Toby any sunlight, Dom.
Don't give Toby no sunlight.
They're in trouble.
So here's the thing, though, Tasty Cake. Evan's a Nets fan. He hates the Knicks as much as you do. And I think the reason he said that about me and Ike, just for perspective,
ridiculous.
Is that Evan is – the way that Evan likes the Mets, I don't know if I like any team the way that Evan likes the Mets. He is so in that to him, everybody else, if you are not – he scores every game. Like with a scorecard, like a lunatic. So yeah. I think that's why he sees Jack, and he sees Jack as similar to him, and he doesn't see me.
Jack's a baseball guy who's constantly tweeting about baseball. He's a high hopes guy.
Yep.
And no matter what I do or what I talk about or what I say, I'm going to always be a football guy.
Or maybe Evan saw the fist bump and high five and running up and down the road
when that was coming.
When Lindor hit the home run because Ike won $30 on a parlay.
Can I say this? I think part of why my reaction
it was more than
was,
30.
Yeah. But he wouldn't have been so happy if it was just 30. Part of why my reaction was muted is I didn't want to give them the satisfaction.
Yes.
So I just stood there staring.
Right.
But I didn't want to give them the satisfaction. I got pretty wrapped up in almost every Phillies game.
I will give you
year.
Credit on that. Game two, you were great. I mean, the Lindor home run was so bad that we ran to Mike Breen after the game. And I said, Mike, do you even know what I'm going through? I never even met Mike Breen before. You know what I mean? Ike's like, can
I get a great Mike Breen.
Ike's like, can I get a photo?
Yes, exactly.
Ike, teach me something. Teach me something.
What's up?
Ike, how do you have a 7-point lead with and possession of the ball with 48 seconds left. How did Bucks lose that game last night? I mean, you couldn't watch it. I didn't see it.
Well, nope. Two words.
How could that possibly happen?
Two words.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers.
I'm going to say it slow so we can all
pretty
pick
good
it
answer,
up.
That's probably a better answer than I could give you, Tasty K. Yeah, that's a pretty good answer there.
You know, when they were telling me that, I thought I heard something wrong. Because it doesn't seem physically possible that could happen.
Yeah, they figured it out last night.
They wound up giving – so I know you're being facetious by asking me, but they gave up an easy three to the Smith kid from Indiana.
I'm not being facetious. Because okay. They had possession of the ball, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So they got to run that down. They should have been shooting foul shots.
But they missed a shot.
The ball with 48 seconds left. They have to go to the line.
Indiana didn't foul them. They wound up stealing the ball. They give up an open three. They come back down. Milwaukee turns the ball over again. Halliburton goes down there and gets a and one. So now you got a one-point game. They go back down the court again. Then I think Milwaukee misses the shot. And then Halliburton hits the game winner over Giannis on that last play.
So Spike, here's one for you.
All right.
As a six, you and I are Sixer soulmates.
Right.
As a guy that sees slop like the Orlando Magic, the Heat, and the Bucks that actually got into this tournament, does that encourage you for next year? That, you know, when you got to try to jump over people, I mean, you're literally jumping over a pig trough.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, the only two real teams in the East right now are the Cavs and the Celtics. Those are the two teams. But that is what I've talked myself into every year. It just comes down to one thing next year, Tasty Cake. Is it possible that Joel Embiid has a healthy enough season for them to be good? Now, could they, without him, be a play-in team? Sure, yeah, I think they could next year, but I don't care about that at this point. The only way they become one of those teams is with him.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
That's it. That's it.
I don't know if you feel this, Spike, because you're a little young for this, but your dad will sure feel this. The thought of the Celtics raising another banner and the Sixers are the also-ran of the NBA, it doesn't get worse for a guy like me.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody beaten. I thought the OKC could do it, Spike. I really did. Nobody's beaten the Celtics. They're just.
I don't think so. I agree with you. I think this. Thank you for the call, Tasty Kick. I think the Celtics are the best team in the playoffs. Now, OKC had an awesome first series.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible. But the other that, like, I think
yeah,
Boston's
wait till
got
play,
too
wait till
much.
They play Denver or the Clippers?
Right. Well, I think they end up playing Denver. But yes, with they
one of those two
yeah,
teams.
Not
yes.
The Grizzlies. Not somebody that just
knew.
You know.
Yeah. Can't trust Ja Morant.
So, Eagles, this was a question we had, whether they would pick up Jordan Davis's fifth-year option.
Yeah.
Now, this is for 2026. Mm-hmm. He was already on the team for 2025, but they did pick up the option. It's $13 million. Were you surprised?
Mildly surprised, but pleasantly surprised. I didn't know what the Eagles were going to do because I didn't know exactly what they thought about Jordan Davis. I mean, I know what I think about Jordan Davis. But I didn't know if the Eagles were willing to commit to that fifth year and whether or not they would leave it as a carrot out in front of him or really have a having play in a prove a year, which would be the last year of his deal if they didn't pick up his option, to see if that could sort of, you know, how players, when we're in a contract year, you sometimes play at your best. But I'm happy to see that even if all doesn't go well for Jordan this year and he doesn't have a career year, he's still young enough that if he's your starting defensive tackle, even if it's just that year, it's all right. Like $13 million, that's not going to kill you for your starting defensive tackle. 25.
He's a young player. Yeah. You develop maybe over the next 2 years, he becomes something that you haven't seen so far. He's like a serviceable player.
Yeah,
I think.
And he's a good locker room guy. It's part of that, obviously, the Georgia Bulldog brand with those guys. So, and he's a body type that you don't have on the team.
That big giant run stopper guy.
You don't have anywhere else on the team.
I think the thing that makes me question him is just the conditioning. There were so many games last year where he played. You looked at the snap count after the game, and like Jordan Davis played 13 snaps. Jordan Davis played 12 snaps, something like that. That's not a $13 million player. But maybe they can figure it out. And they're going through so much transition on defense. At least it's a guy that they know they can count on for what he is, mm-hmm. I guess, at this point.
Yep.
It's just amazing they won't pay Dallas Goedert $14 million, but they'll pay Jordan Davis $13 million. It's like Dallas Goedert, I think, is a more effective player than Jordan Davis is.
Ah, but he's not more important to the defense.
To the defense, right.
So
they can get
Davis
by without
Dallas Goedert.
Jordan
Davis is more important to the defense than Goedert is to the offense.
Sure.
I'm not slighting Goedert.
Yep.
It's just that when you look at the pecking order of the guys that have to get the football over there, he's third at best, and most people would say he's probably fourth if you throw Saquon in there as, you know what I mean? He's third if it's just passing situations. But just getting the ball from an offensive standpoint, he's fourth.
Well, and another thing, that's not a position that Jalen seems to throw to very often as far as tight end. It's just not what he has done so far. 215-592-9494, Mike and Conshohocken, you're on WIP.
Boys, lovely afternoon out here. And, you know, Mike, I was thinking we were going to trend a little more toward a positive baseball guy, but has anybody really taken a peek at the schedule through almost the All-Star break? I mean, this month of May. I mean, if we can come out of this with 20 wins, take a look at the schedule. I mean, we got some important things coming up as you get toward the All-Star break. There's some great stuff. The Milwaukee Atlanta series in June. Long story short, this team's if we stay within 3, 4, 5 games as we get close, nobody's going to want to face us. Our guys are going to step up. They can prove that they're unbeatable. As far as last night, after 40 years of watching a hanging curveball beat you to a left-handed hitter, I'd find everybody, I don't know who it is. Is it JT? Is it, what? You cannot throw that pitch under any circumstances. One. Two, my favorite guy on the whole team, at this point, if Cassie can't be counted on to make some contact, that fifth or sixth run, I don't know what, move Turner to right field, and it has to be, he has to make contact. But at the end of the year, this team's going to come through, and, they're going to be there. I think they're going to win it. Now, I'm not as confident as, the Eagles going after Santa Clara and putting up, 49 points, but that's where I'm at. I take a look at the schedule. We're going to crush it out there. Chalk up wins, and if stay close, and then nobody's going to want to face these hitters come the end of the year.
Well, listen, Mike. I can appreciate the optimism. You kind of infuse a little bit of faith into people like myself to say, you don't have to completely throw the season away. And that's not what I'm doing. Even with last night's win, Mike, I didn't feel inspired by that. I didn't have the feeling of, man, this is what good baseball teams do. They find a way to win these baseball games and we're about to go on a run. I felt more relieved that they won that game. I really did. I felt more relieved that I wouldn't have to come in today and everybody's upset because Kirkering did in the top of the ninth. Like, I didn't have to deal with that. I didn't feel joy that we won the game, and this is something that could springboard us. Man, I hope they do get to a point where they're starting to play more consistently, hit the ball more consistently. The bullpen at least settles down to where we can hold leads or we can hold a team to a couple of runs, and it will allow us to win a game late instead of giving the game away. I want to get to that feeling, and I'm just not there yet. I'm not there yet. And here's the other crazy part, Mike, with the team when we look at it overall. I don't know how we're getting better. Other than hoping that these guys start to play better, when I say I don't know how we're getting better, I don't see where Dave Dombrowski is about to go out and make moves, even at the trade deadline, significant enough to have a major impact. Because that will require you to give up something of significance. And I don't think the Phillies are going to be in that position where they want to give up anything significant.
And do people want the Phillies to do that?
I don't, especially if you're talking about young players.
Reinvesting in this team, I think that's going to be the talking point at the trade deadline.
Again, at this point, peek at the schedule, see that we're going to chalk up the win, and these guys are going to come through at the end, and that's what I believe in. You know, the other things, we'll see what happens.
All right,
Mike. Well, I think there's a couple of things to think about when you think about the playoffs. First of all, is that getting a wild card is going to be tough this year. I mean, it might almost be easier to win the East, but then you think about that, and you know the Mets have looked great so far. Now we look great for the first 2 months of last season, and the Mets look terrible. Who knows if that flips around? As far as the schedule, it's not like the schedule is super easy. I mean, there are bad teams and there are good teams. You look far enough.
They play the same teams. Yeah. Everybody plays.
They play the he's saying through May.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
play the Diamondbacks. They play the Rays, but then they play the Guardians, then the Cardinals, then the Pirates, then the Rockies, then the A's. So, and then the Braves again the rest of this month. So, I don't know.
Like you said, though, but unless players are injured, I mean, this is like basketball and hockey.
Yeah.
And you play all the teams in the league. You play the same schedule that everybody plays.
Yeah.
When you play them.
It's not like they have an easy schedule.
Yeah, it's not the NFL.
No. They're just going to have to play better. They're just going to have to. They won the Cubs series. That's great. I want them to go out tonight with Chris Sanchez on the mound and win this series. I think, let's forget about an 8 or 9 game winning streak or anything like that. I want them to stack series wins and start looking like a professional, good baseball team.
Here's what I don't like. They got 16 wins, right?
Yeah.
That's like 16 wins is like the fifth most in the National League, maybe fourth most. 21, 20, 18, 19. Yeah, 16 is like the fourth or fifth most wins. I look at that and I see 16 and 13. I look at the run differential.
Yeah, they're plus one.
It's one.
Yeah, they're
I'm
plus
looking
one.
At everybody else's run differential.
It's like plus 30.
The Cubs, 48. Yeah. The Dodgers, plus 30. The Mets, plus 55. You know what I mean? Like, that's dominant baseball. We are barely getting by winning.
Yes, I would agree. I just think the best performances of this team
is still to come. Okay.
That's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
Look, is Bryce on the downside of his career? Probably, but he's also not a 230 hitter. I don't think he is.
Right.
Is Bohm, look, I rip on Bohm. I think I've had enough of him.
But
also,
not a home run hitter.
But he's not a zero home run guy. I think he'll be better than
sure.
I would hope he'll be better than he's been. And they do get Ranger back, and they're gonna have what's his name Painter up there. So I don't know. I'm glad that they have been as off as they've been, and they're 16 and 13. Like everyone feels like this team's terrible, and they're 16 and 13. So maybe this is the worst of what we've seen. I still think the best of the Phillies is yet to come. We will talk about. You want to talk about optimism? The eternal optimism.
Yes.
Larry Anderson joins us next.
Look, LA.
If there's somebody that's going to make us feel better, it's Larry Anderson. What do you take more away from last night? The good stuff or the
LA
bad
like
stuff?
This,
do you think he agrees with the caller that said Johan Rojas reminds him of Willie
Mays? Run that by LA. Yeah.
I might.
No. Let
I do want to make sure he does the game tonight, you know, so I don't want to make him blow a gasket.
He spent about 3 innings complaining about the first Rojas thing. It wasn't even there, by the way.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well aware.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you take more the good or more the bad away from last night's game? Larry Anderson joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.